What is up, Ponyville? I am the one, the Pony Limitless 8. Welcome you back to that Thursday night fugue state again tonight. I did it a couple weeks back, doing it again. This is going to be a bunch of electro metal, D&B, basically a bunch of electronica with rock influences. That was Cell Dweller with Good Luck, You're Fucked. Sounds like it came out of an anime song. I like that one. I thought it was hot, so we went ahead and dropped that. Up next, we've got Pendulum. Yeah, I know how y'all like Pendulum. With The Island Part 2. I first heard The Island Part 2 because of some YouTube DJ had spun together Parts 1 and Parts 2, and it sounded really good together. But that was like 9.5 minutes long, so we're just going to go with that Part 2, because it's way more wubbity-wubbity.
We'll be right back.
Good rock-inspired electronica is just hard to find in general, but we got lucky. I mean, we're bronies, so we got our bases covered. Here's, sadly, another artist who I think is, you know, did one thing and kind of just fell off the radar, but this is a song that we've been proud to have in the Auto DJ for a long while. This is Mr. Crackles with Fall of the Princess. got any Battlestar Galactica fans out there? I know I'm one. If you remember, and mild spoilers, there's a bit towards the end of the show where the command staff of Battlestar Galactica is overthrown. They're mutinied against. And eventually, over the course of a two-parter, they finally regain control of the ship. And at the end, Adama and Ty, flanked by a crapload of Marines and loyal personnel, storm the CIC, the bridge of the ship, and retake it. And every time I hear Follow the Princess, I think of that scene, except it's Cadence in shining armor, flanked by a contingent of Royal Guard and a shitload of friendly changelings. So, I mean, that's just me. That's just my headcanon going absolutely bonkers. Up next, man, I hope Capcom is getting fat royalty checks from the Resident Evil films. Here's Marilyn Manson with Seizure of Power from the first Resident Evil movie. Sadly, I do have to confess a bit of weakness. I finally broke my boycott against Capcom. even though years of treating their customers like absolute crap are finally catching up to them, I had to go get a copy of Monster Hunter 4 with my new 3DS, and it's really fun. It feels like Dark Souls Jr., which, yeah, it's kind of a good thing. I've only played it for, like, maybe an hour and a half, though, so more well-formed opinions are forthcoming. But other than that, keep not giving Capcom your money until they, you know, come around and start treating you like people and not cattle. Up next, we've got... Hey, I've dropped this one before. Y'all know how I love me some Crystal Method. This is Crystal Method and Filter with Can't You Trip Like I Do. Tags are busted, too. Sorry about that.
I got the ration now of a New York.
course, that one's kind of a cheat, given that it's a remix of Trip Like I Do from the Crystal Method's album Vegas. But hey, what can you do? Filter's still pretty cool. Up next, we got some more brony stuff for you. Here's a classic. It's Hate Seed with Never Ending Strife. Speaking of people who fell off, I think Hate Seed just up and quit. It's sad, too, because I could totally do with more songs like that. Up next, man, these guys have been around so long, you might as well call them the progenitors of industrial music. I know that's probably not true, but whatever. This is KMFDM with Megalomaniac.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht. Preisrätsel winken.
harder than the rest indeed. Except maybe this. This is Omni. You know, Omnipony. Yeah, that guy. With Scimitar. Cheated. There's not much of a rock influence in there. It sounds more like what would happen if Aladdin fist fought the genie while drunk. But hey, that's not all that bad. Up next, man, I think this has actually kind of been the most mainstream set I've done in a while. Up next, we've got Korn featuring Skrillex and Kill the Noise with Narcissistic Cannibal.
¶¶
good stuff from Korn there. I actually like that track a heck of a lot more than their other collab with Skrillex. Actually, that entire album might have been full of them. I don't know. I haven't read the liner notes. But yeah, that was a lot more cohesive a musical experience than Get Up. And Get Up is a cool song, but it gets filthy dirty. Up next, we got a little bit more Pendulum for you. I just found this out. They did a collab track with In Flames, and if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, y'all know that I love In Flames. So this is Pendulum and In Flames with Self Versus Self. Oh, this is also the instrumental version. There is a lyric version with Anders Frieden screaming into the mic. Thought it might be a little bit heavy. We'll be right back. That sounds a heck of a lot more like In Flames than it does Pendulum, but either way, that drum beat, yeah, it made me bounce around in my chair the first time I heard it. So, I figured I'd pass it along to you. Finally for this evening, I got a long one. This is a 9-minute long track, so I'm going to go ahead and do my sign off here. Thanks again for tuning in and listening. We here at Ponyville FM greatly appreciate all of our listeners, and as I like to remind y'all, y'all are hard frickin' core for sticking around, especially for me, because, you know, I'm me. But up next, it gets a lot better, because we've got Killscreen, a.k.a. Ludivon Beats, coming at you with another of his symphony number excesses. And you can probably look forward to some breakbeats or whatever he feels like doing. Whatever he's going to do, you know it's going to be awesome. So stick around for that. Ludi's up at the top of the hour. But finally for me this evening, this is Infected Mushroom with Heavyweight. I've been your master of Sarah Pony's Limitless Hate, and I'm going to catch y'all later. We'll be right back. listening to Ponyville FM, celebrating 4 years of service to the Brony fandom.